And right now, the Observation Deck with Gordo, brought to us by Tylock George Eye Care.
Isn't that beautiful voice? I wonder if anyone ever does that song on karaoke.
Oh, God. It sounds everywhere.
I love it. Well, we got to hear Joe Davis again, and that makes me want to start talking like this. I think Joe actually does a good job, but he certainly talks like this when he's speaking. And you know it is, you know, yeah. Deep inside your nutsack, you will find the truth.
I think he's solid, but yeah, there is something to that.
But he's enjoyable, and Third Leg Greg also is, great. I think, a fine color commentator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's great.
So
he's
I think that's a good team. Is it the best team, or do you still like the Brady and Kevin, what's his name?
You mean of all the networks or just Fox?
All of them.
No, I think Joe and Troy are the best team.
Yeah, you heard of those guys? That's,
no,
yeah.
they're so far above the rest. I'm talking about second line guys. Second tier guys. I guess you can't call them second tier if they're the top tier of another network.
So after Joe and Troy, I would probably take... I'd probably take Tirico and Collinsworth just in who I enjoy listening to.
Oh, I appreciate that.
I just really can't seem to stand listening. But, I mean, my daughter.
But Davis and Olsen would probably be third.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah,
that's a good top three there.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
Well, Romo also is up there. Romo and...
I could come up with five crews.
Al Michaels or no, Jim Nantz. Okay, we're wronging him with that clip there.
Not really.
They were watching a replay of something, I believe. But Third Leg Greg, certainly very good. Do all the announcers have something in their past they want to forget? Or I guess every human does, don't they?
Of course.
You got the Tirico and Collinsworth. You got Third Leg Greg. I don't know that we've ever heard anything bad about Joe Davis.
No.
Jim Nantz, has he ever had a wheels off moment?
No.
He's had to have.
Well, he's human.
As long as he's been,
yeah, I'm sure there's
not
something.
A publicly known
no,
one.
No, not that I know of.
I think you're right. Every human being has something that they regret.
Yes.
At sure. least one thing.
At least.
Probably
oh my gosh.
A long list.
I think everybody listening to us right now still has something that routinely makes them wince from 20 years ago.
No doubt.
That they will think about and it'll hit their head every, maybe every 6 months, every year.
Why
something
did I do
will pop
that?
Into their head going, oh, God.
Yeah. What,
that's so
what
cringy.
Was I thinking?
I don't know. Oh, I hope nobody remembers that.
Yeah.
And I just wonder what Jim Nantz's is.
How badly do you want
to focus on that?
Maybe it was
Jim Nantz sex talk to a woman.
Maybe Jim Nantz's regret was the Y-E Yang, Y-E-S
He's got
moment.
To regret
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he
way.
Probably regrets that.
He's had so many cheesy golf moments.
He probably regrets, yeah, I think Tony Romo's a good idea. Let's put him in
okay.
the booth.
Dude, I don't know why you like doing this. Tony is a friend of the show, a close
yeah, he's on all the time.
Friend of the show. All right, I did notice a dude on the sidelines at the Cowboy game there. It looks like a hurt player or something. I couldn't tell because I only saw him in the background for a moment. But I did notice his jewelry. Did you see the guy that was wearing the huge, huge gold necklace?
Yeah.
With a large sea turtle on it, or maybe just a tortoise. I don't know what it was. It looked like a sea turtle.
Yeah.
And then he had the watch or bracelet that also had a huge turtle on it. It was a matching turtle-themed gold ensemble.
It's hard to miss.
What is... The guy's nickname's got to be Turtle, right?
Maybe.
Why have such a commitment to aquatic sea life that is turtle-related?
He likes turtles. You like tortoises. He likes turtles.
I know, but, you know, I like tortoises. I like tortoises, but I don't have huge jewelry about them.
You ought to go that way. You ought to get one.
Dancing with that ring.
I think that's a weird question. Do you have jewelry about tortoises? Jewelry about tortoises.
All right, so there I can find two athletes nicknamed the Turtle.
Okay.
Jaheim Hudson, who is an Auburn basketball player.
Okay, that was probably not him on the sideline.
And former Major League Baseball player Russell the Turtle Martin.
Okay, it's not going to be him either.
The Turtle.
It wasn't either of those guys?
I don't believe it was.
Dan Marino.
So we have to talk about Brandon Aubrey, who was the hero of the game and who only makes only, this is, here we are, warped America, only makes $1 million a year. But he's that great a kicker in that league, and that with that much money that flows in and out of that league, he's only making $1 million of it.
He's about to get paid.
Jerry has a routine of making guys on his roster the highest paid players at their position.
Mm-hmm.
He has to do that with Aubrey.
Will he retain Aubrey?
Like today.
You think he will retain Aubrey? To me, I see Jerry letting him. He's already got a deal right now, and he's going to play through that deal. We'll work on a new one.
Because I didn't think he'd trade Micah, so who knows?
So if and Brandon Aubrey should become the highest paid kicker in the league after this, which is going to be what, like a $26 million deal?
No, the current highest paid kicker is $7 million, Harrison Butker. That,
I thought they were talking about doing a multi-year deal for $26 million. The highest deal, I guess, that's a kicker has right now.
Like and a so three-year.
Would surpass that.
Four-year.
Yeah, he's on the last year of his three-year deal now, which averaged, by the way, $898,000 a year, which was among the lowest paid kickers in the NFL.
How long before Disney or someone talks to him about doing a movie?
They should. He's got
it's
the great story.
It's an incredible sports story.
We love sports stories.
Yeah.
And
if it really is
one.
True that his wife said, hey, by the way, you could miss a field goal like that. Why don't you get out there and kick?
Yes.
Okay.
That the whole career of maybe what could turn out to be one of the greatest kickers of all time in the NFL, right?
Could be.
Yep.
Started with the wifely dare of, hey, you could miss it that good. That the promises of missed field goals was the thing that got him started on the career.
Then he gets home and says, hey, I made a 60-yarder. Did they have any idea that he's going to make a 64-yarder?
I seem to have that ability just to turn it on when it really matters.
That's not Brandon Aubrey. That's Vanderjagt. So a 65-yarder is the longest one, right?
By
against
him?
The Ravens, yeah. Well, that's a Cowboys franchise, right?
Yeah.
Yes. And does he have the second longest in the NFL behind Justin Tucker's 66?
67 is the record.
67. Most consecutive field goals made to start a career, 36. We remember that
incredible
huge streak. Most field goals made of 50-plus yards without a miss in a single season. He made 10.
Unreal.
Most kickoffs for touchbacks in a single season, 99. Will anyone ever beat that record?
Probably not now that they don't want to do that. They want it to land at the one with some hang time.
They'll keep changing the rules until that you'll never be able to do that again.
Yeah.
First player to make their first 10 field goal attempts in their first three games in the Super Bowl era. It's amazing the list of accomplishments that the guy has, and he's... And he grew up right here.
Yeah.
Went to high school here.
Yeah.
And I've been following him ever since he was with Bethlehem Steel FC.
Oh, have you?
Soccer. No way.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been following him ever since then.
What league are they in?
They're in the one on the right.
The one on the right.
Yeah. So.
They stand for the right?
No, they're just, when you're looking at your map, they're over on the right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, when you're looking at it. But yeah, an incredible tale, and he is only making $1 million a year.
So
and I don't understand why kickers don't make more. I mean, they are directly responsible for points in such a way that it seems like that would be a more highly paid position.
Well, I think it's going to go up because, as we've been talking about these last few weeks, these field goals are now in play now. And if you have a guy like that, that once you start getting around midfield, hey, we're in field goal range.
Which is insane to me that it's like this now. And we've brought it up on the show before about it's one of those things that I just feel like I missed a memo or I skipped a few decades or something. I just don't understand how kickers were not like this 15, 20 years ago.
I think soccer's had something to do with it. I think the operation has had something to do with it. You may think it's crazy, but we have a million great deep snappers in this country now, and used to be just somebody on your roster 20 or 25 years ago.
Yeah, it used to be going around your roster. Hey, can you deep snap? Can you deep snap? Can you do
it's
this?
It's a well-oiled science now.
I also think it's the athleticism of the kicker. Mike Vanderjagt was we laughed at him.
Because he did advance the position tremendously.
He talked about what a great athlete he was, and he was. And kind of before him, kickers weren't great athletes. They were maybe soccer players, but they weren't well-rounded athletes. And now they are really well-rounded. They're much more athletic than they were even 20 years ago. And so they are training their leg muscles. They just have stronger legs because they're doing more in their training.
Yeah, you look at college kickers now, and after 3 years at some, you know, Big Ten school or something, they come out looking like safeties.
Mm-hmm. And I love it, because the old days when I was watching football as a little kid, the kicker always looked like one of your uncles that was getting out there, was going to try something.
Yes.
Had a few beers in him.
Out a cigarette, and he's going to try a 30-yarder.
Yeah, stubs out a cigarette with his cleat. And that is what it looked like. I know. And now these guys are getting more of the vibe of this is your team sniper coming in, you know, to hit from long range. He's going to split the uprights.
So what's Jerry going to have to pay Aubrey per year?
At least $7 million, right? Is it going to be eight?
Thinking eight.
Yeah.
No.
Particularly if Aubrey does not wobble for the rest of the season.
Right. That's the problem with kickers, though.
Watch him go on a cold streak there at the very end.
It can go away really fast.
And is that the position that's most like golf?
Yes,
for sure.
In that you get the yips, and then it's... It could affect
it's a lot
you
like it,
tremendously if that happens right before contract negotiation time.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, I hope he gets his payday. Him and his wife, who is his high school sweetheart that you mentioned, kind of nudged him into going into, hey, you might as well kick. They also have a son that has a badass name. You know the name of his son?
Hmm.
Colton Aubrey. Tell me that isn't a name from a romance novel. Yeah. She took up with the mysterious Colton Aubrey.
Well, Colton, actually.